Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Beautiful Money, the 4-week Total Wealth Makeover. Written by Leanne Jacobs, as read by Leanne Jacobs.
Introduction, The Path to Beautiful Money. When my client Aubrey started the Beautiful Money program, she admitted she was stuck. "I always pay my bills," she said when we first met, "but barely." As an entrepreneur, Aubrey turned a profit but wasn't getting ahead financially. If anything, she was on the verge of falling behind. She worried about her account balances, her business, and her future almost every day. Like many of us, Aubrey had bought into the idea that working as hard as possible is the only way to achieve success. If your business needs to make more money, then you need to put in more hours. You have to do more. So that's what Aubrey did. She spent more and more time at the office. She ignored how tired she felt. She became obsessed with her schedule, trying to maximize every minute of every day. She spent less time with her family, her friends, and even her fiancé. But no matter how many hours she put in or how hard she worked, nothing seemed to help grow her business or make a difference in her bank account. Aubrey still got the same mediocre results. She knew that something had to give, but she wasn't sure what that something could be. At some point in our lives, we've all felt like Aubrey. We know what it's like to check our bank account balances with dread or to lie in bed worrying about debt when we know we should be asleep. We know the true cost of giving up time with our loved ones, our weekends, our vacation days, and perhaps even our sanity in exchange for a paycheck. We all know what it's like to hear people brag about being too busy, working long hours, or having to respond to emails in the evening. The message is clear. If we're not consumed by work, then we're probably not important enough at our job. If we're not drowning in emails, we're not going to get the promotion. And if we don't get the promotion, then we aren't doing all we can for ourselves and for our families. It's easy to see how our culture prioritizes success. We're trained from an early age to strive to have it all: the spouse, the house, the car, the clothes, the career, and the kids. But even when we do accomplish our goals, at work, at home, throughout our lives in general, we don't find satisfaction in our achievements. We spend most of our time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?